I want to thank my husband, amen, for the pulpit. I don't take it lightly, amen. And how many know that we just got back from the women's retreat, and we had an awesome, awesome time, amen. And I feel that God wants to speak to our church this morning, amen. And you can just feel God's presence, even from the beginning through worship and prayer. You can feel God wants to do something, amen. Amen. And so right there we are. Why don't you just lift up your hands and let's prepare our hearts, amen, for what God wants to do. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah.
By your side.
Church. And you know, the theme of this year and this coming year has been a relentless pursuit of God. Amen. A relentless pursuit. And this morning I titled my message, A Relentless Church in Pursuit of God. A Relentless Church in Pursuit of God. And if you turn to your Bibles this morning to Psalms 63 verse 1. And how many know we want to be that church that is in pursuit of God?
Yes.
We want to be pursuing. We want to be going after Him this morning.
Amen.
Psalm 63 verse 1, it says, Oh God, You are my God. I shall seek You earnestly. My soul thirsts for You. My flesh yearns for you in a dry and weary land where there is no water. How many know sometimes this world can feel that it's dry and weary?
Amen, amen.
Right? It can feel that we live in a time where it's dry and it's weary. But how many know that our souls should yearn for God?
Amen.
We should yearn and seek after Him. Psalm 73, verse 25, it says, "Whom have I in heaven but you? And besides you, Lord, I desire nothing on earth." I desire nothing on earth. And how many know that our most deepest desire should be to go after God, to be in God's presence?
Yes.
I don't know about you, but I can feel God in this place this morning.
Amen.
I can feel His presence this morning.
Yes, yes.
To be in relentless for God. To be relentless means to be constantly persistent, a non-stop, lasting, continuing, unbroken, never ending, uninterrupted. I like that.
Amen.
To be relentless after God is to have nothing to interrupt us.
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing interrupt us.
Right.
An uninterrupted church in pursuit of God.
Amen.
And uninterrupted. How many know there's a lot of things that interrupt us this morning? Or every day, right? Every day there's always things that come and they try to interrupt our time with the Lord, our pursuing after God, whether it's your phone, whether it's, you know, situations, circumstances, things that happen, you know, throughout our lives, they can come and interrupt our pursuit for God.
Yeah.
There are many things today that get in the way. We cannot let anything get in the way of our pursuit for the Lord. We can't let those things, you know, like the psalmist said, "Oh God, you are my God. I shall seek you earnestly.
Amen.
My soul thirsts for you.
Yes.
My flesh yearns for you."
Yes.
In a dry and weary land.
Yes, it does.
In a dry and weary land. That these things shouldn't come and interrupt. Yes, we live in a time where it's weary. We live in a time where people are thirsty and hungry for something. That's why you see all that video. And they were saying, "We need something. You know, your homes will be good here."
Yes.
Why? Because it's a land that is weary. We are living in a land where it's weary and they're thirsty. They're hungry for something. But see, we gotta be that nothing interrupts our pursuit for God. To pursue is an action word.
Come on.
It's an action word. You gotta do something. You gotta move to it.
Yes.
You gotta step out to pursue. To pursue God, to pursue something. We gotta chase. We gotta shadow. We gotta shadow. To be in pursuit of God is going to take some action taking
yes.
place.
That's right.
There's an action that has to take place.
That's right.
We gotta step out. Like Peter stepped out of the boat, we gotta step out of our comfort.
Yes.
We gotta step out. Even in the early church, you know, they didn't just wait for the Holy Spirit to come, right? What did Jesus say? Wait in Jerusalem until the Holy Spirit comes. He said, wait. But they weren't just waiting there, just sitting down, doing nothing. What did it say? That they were in the upper room, right?
Amen.
And I don't think they were just there sitting down, talking to each other, gossiping, or just, "Hey, how are you doing?" Or right? I don't think that's what was happening. They were praying.
Yeah,
they were trying to, "God, what do you want us to do? We're here. We're waiting. You said you were going to send the comforter. Where is he? God, send our comforter." They didn't know how or what the comforter, how in what form was going to come. But they were there. They were waiting. And guess what happened? All of a sudden, what did it say? A mighty rushing wind.
Amen.
Right?
A mighty rushing wind
came. And it poured down on them. They poured down on them. Each a different a way of speaking. Each a different tongue. And they begin to speak. See, when we say that to wait on God, they didn't mean just to sit there and do nothing. To wait means to wait on Him patiently, but as we wait, we're moving in action.
Amen.
We're in the pursuit of God. We are in the pursuit after His presence.
Amen.
We're in the pursuit. They were praying and the Holy Spirit came down on them and they were filled. We need to be those God chasers.
Right.
Come on now.
Chase after God and desire nothing of the world.
Come on now.
Don't get me wrong. God will give you the desires of your heart.
Yeah.
You know, the scripture said, God will give you the desires of your heart. But as you seek him, guess what? Your desires begin to be like his.
Yes.
Your desires begin to be like his. To pursue after God, we have to be in pursuit of his heart.
Amen.
What is his heart? We saw it in those videos.
Yes.
The souls.
Yes.
The hurting. The lost. That are hopeless. How do you know at one point we were lost?
Yeah, yeah.
We were hopeless. We were hurting. And some of you maybe in this room, you came hurting. You came hopeless. You came because I need something.
Come on.
You know, you might were thinking like, I don't know what to do after this. I don't know what's going to happen to me. But you're in this place because you're in search of something.
Right, man.
You are in search of something because this land is so dry. This land is so weary. Everything around me seems like it's just coming down on me, and I am thirsty for something.
Yes, yes.
And that something is the Lord. He is trying to come into our hearts and stir something in us that is going to go after his heart. But we have to pursue after his heart. What is the difference between the early church and the church today? What is the difference? The early church was more profound, heavy in their hearts, and making sure that the good news about Jesus was spreading out without compromise.
Yes.
They had a heaviness in them to go after and tell people about Jesus. To tell people about Jesus. They had just seen him being crucified. They had just seen everything that he went through. The beating, the nailing on the cross. They had just seen all that. And they were heavy at heart to say, what? I got to tell something about Jesus.
Yeah,
I got to tell somebody about Jesus, about the good news, that there is hope, that we don't have to die eternally, but there is hope as we pursue the Lord. There is a heaviness in their hearts.
Amen.
The church today is more like, if I have time. It's not that important. I'm saved now.
Oh, that's right.
It's now, it's me. As long as I'm safe. Don't we live in a society where it's selfish?
Yeah.
In a society where it's all about me, it's all about me. How can I succeed in life? How can I get out of the ghetto? How can I get out of this, this generational curse? How can I better myself?
Wow.
And we forget and we block everyone that's around us.
Oh.
We give our lives to the Lord and we become tunnel vision.
Oh.
Because we don't see the hurting around us. Or we refuse to see it. Because you may, what can I do?
Oh.
But you have we have the answer.
Right. Right.
They were heavy at heart.
Good.
The church today is, I don't have time. I'm too busy.
Wow.
I'm too busy.
My God.
It reminds me of the story in in the Bible where Jesus said, the Good Samaritan, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where the guy got beat up.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, and then the priest came whoever was the people of the temple they were walking by, right? The priest, right? They were walking by and they seen that man that he was beaten, half dead, lying on the floor. What did they do? They walked around. They just saw him and
that's right.
And I could picture that. They kind of saw him, but they refused to look that way.
Come on.
They ignored the hurting. They ignored. They wanted to ignore what was there because they didn't want to get out of the way because they were probably in the mission trying to get to the temple or trying to get somewhere where people know them.
Mm-hmm.
And they refused to take the time and stop and see if he was even alive.
My God.
But then who came? The Good Samaritan, right?
Yes.
He came and he went and he picked him up. He picked him up and he even took him and put him on an inn. And he even gave the people in the inn money to take care of him.
Yeah.
And he said, what if I owe you more? I'll come back and pay you. Just take care of him.
Yeah.
See, we can't be like the priest and those good people that were so good, but yet ignore what was in front of them.
Good.
They ignored the need.
That's good.
They ignore. We cannot ignore the need that is out there. It's not just about us and we are okay.
Come on now.
It's not just I gave my life to the Lord and I'm okay.
That's right.
I don't know about you, but I have family that are not okay.
That's right.
I have family that is dying out there if they don't hear the good news.
Come on.
And I refuse to see them go to hell because someone did not tell them about God.
Right.
I refuse. As I reach somebody's son, as I reach somebody's dad, somebody's niece, I pray God send somebody to reach my niece. Send somebody to reach my brother.
Come on.
Send someone to reach my father.
Yes.
I don't know about you or if you feel it inside you.
Come on.
But there is a need. There is a dying world.
Amen.
And we have hope.
Yes.
We have the answer.
Come on.
Right.
See, the early church, they had that urgency.
Yes.
They had the urgency. They were heavy at heart. Is our heart heavy this morning?
Come on.
Do we walk by the grocery store and ignore the need?
Yeah.
Your cashier, she's probably going through something.
Wow. Oh my, come on.
But we go by there, and you know what? I'm guilty of it. I can go to a grocery store, do all my shopping, and guess what? I walk out and I say, God, I didn't even tell somebody about you.
Come on.
I didn't even bother reaching in my purse and giving them a flyer and inviting them to church. We're all guilty of it.
Come on, that's right.
But we don't have to stay like that.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to stay like that. I believe God is trying to stir us up.
Yeah.
I believe God is trying to wake us up. We've been asleep too long.
Come on.
We've been asleep too long. We've been worried about ourselves too long.
Yes.
And God is saying, wake up.
Yes.
There is a hurting world out there. Your own family is hurting.
Yes.
Yet we can't tell them Jesus loves you.
Mm.
Yet we can't tell them, look what God did in my life.
Yes.
It doesn't have to stay like this. The early church was in pursuit. Maybe it was because Jesus had just came. Maybe it was because it was so fresh that Jesus had just ascended into heaven. But I feel right now that it's so fresh that we're in the end times.
Yeah.
And that's why it should stir us up to reach as many people as we can and tell them that there is hope, that there is an answer, that you don't have to commit suicide, that you don't have to keep sticking that needle in your arm. I wasn't in that type of ministry or in that type of world. I wasn't a drug addict. But yet God is doing something in my heart and saying, you can still reach them, because they are hurting just like you. The only difference is that they were looking for love in a different way than I was.
That's right, honey.
They were looking for love or a way out through that drug, through that needle, through selling their bodies.
My God.
We all looked for it differently. But I tell you, every single one of us in this room, we were all hurting.
Come on, that's right.
We were all hurting, and that's what took you to where you were at.
Yes, right.
We gotta stop. We gotta stop, you know, tunnel vision. We gotta look around us.
Yeah.
We gotta look what's around us.
Yeah.
Who's hurting? There is a lot of people hurting.
Yes.
There is a lot of people hurting.
That's right.
We need to have a hunger for the streets.
Yes.
We need to have a hunger to go out and to preach the gospel.
Yes.
Don't wait till we call a street meeting.
Come on.
Till we call a rally. You are the flyer.
Yes.
No, but we don't have flyers.
Yes.
You are the flyer.
Yes.
Show them the needle mark. Show them how hurting you were.
Yes.
Show them the game that you were in.
Yes.
Show them.
Right.
You are the
Good.
Flyer. The early church didn't have a flyer.
Hey.
Jesus didn't have people to go to the
Come
street.
Come on, yeah, that's right. Say that, honey. Say that.
You do not need 20 people to go to
that's
the street.
Good. No.
All you need is another good soldier to go with you and go.
That's right.
I tell you, those are the most effective times that you bring people to church. But that you'll fill the home is when it's just you and like one or two people
Come
with
on.
You.
Come on. That's right.
Because if they see an army, guess what? They're going to hide.
That's right.
They're going to be like, they're going to come jumping.
Yeah.
What if this army coming, right?
Come on.
But if it's just you and two others,
yes.
Oh my gosh, we can have our men's home filled.
Yes.
We can have our women's home filled.
Yes.
And you may say, well, I don't have a hunger for the streets. Pray for that
hunger.
Let God give you that burden. Let God give you that passion for it. God, I just don't want to be saved and do nothing with it.
Yes, right.
I want to go, and I want a passion. I want a heart for the souls.
Yes.
I want to feel that.
Yes.
I want to feel what you feel, God.
Yes.
I want to feel what you feel when you see that prostitute.
Hallelujah.
I want to feel what you feel when you see that homeless out there. When you see the drug addict. I want to feel what you feel.
Yes.
Do you feel what God feels this morning? Do we feel that urgency?
That's good.
See, the teaching of the word about Jesus, it was so rich that more and more joined. The Bible says that God added to them daily. God added to them daily. Is God adding to us daily? What's the difference? There's nothing.
Come on, it's good.
There shouldn't be nothing different from us today in the early church.
Amen.
That's right.
I believe that Victory Outreach is just like the early church.
Yes.
I believe that Victory Outreach is like the early church.
Yes.
That we have a passion for souls.
Yes.
That we have an urgency to go and preach the gospel.
That's right.
We have an urgency that God would add daily to our number.
Not just
for numbers, but because they're souls.
Yes.
It's not
That's
a
right.
number.
That's
it's
right.
a soul that is hurting.
Yeah,
it's a soul that is longing for something. They're thirsty in this dry and weary land. They are hungry. He added daily. Why not now?
Come on. That's right.
Why not now?
Yes.
What is it? What does the Bible say? He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore.
He has never changed.
Yes, the time has changed. The culture and everything has changed. But his word has never changed.
Yes.
The power that he gave the early church same power that he will give to us today.
That's right.
The same experience that they had in the upper room. Guess what? We can experience it too.
Yes.
What's going to keep that experience is our doubt. That doubt keeps the power of God. We limit when we doubt him.
We
limit our sin, limits what God can do through us.
See,
he added daily to their church. He added daily. I think by now,
come on,
man, we shouldn't even fit in this room.
Come on, that's right. Come on.
We shouldn't even fit here.
Come on.
We shouldn't even fit here.
Come on.
But why do we fit?
Come on.
Are we doing what God told us to do?
Yeah.
He gave us the commission.
Yes.
He said, go ye into all the world.
That's what he said.
Go ye into all the world. Pastor Jesse would say, what do you not understand? The go or the ye.
Come on.
Go is to go. Ye means you.
Yes.
We got to go.
That's right.
We got to go and tell them.
Amen.
We got to go and tell them about Jesus. The early church was so excited to be followers of Jesus.
Yes.
And they were so spiritual motivated. Today, we need that same excitement.
Yes.
Occupy our daily lives.
Yes.
To glorify Jesus because he is the source of life. And the world needs him this age. The world needs him right now.
That's right.
But we got to be that. We have to be that excited.
Yeah.
We have to be excited that we are followers of God.
Yes.
To be a church in a relentless pursuit of God doesn't mean to keep him all to ourselves.
Wow.
Come on.
It doesn't mean to keep them all to ourselves. He wants us to share the love, the peace that we have now, the hope that he has given us. He wants us to share that.
Yes, yes.
We are living in a time that is wicked and it's getting worse. I would say by the day, but I'll say by the minute.
Come on. Yes.
By the minute, this world is getting worse. It's getting evil. It's getting wicked.
Amen.
2 Timothy verse 3, chapter 3, 1 through 5. I want to read it to you in the Message version. It says, don't be naive. There are difficult times ahead. As the end approaches, people are going to be self-absorbed, money-hungry, self-promoting.
Wow. My God.
Stuck up, profane, contemporaries of parents, crude, coarse, dog-eating dog, unbending, slanderous, impulsively wild, savage, cynical, treacherous, ruthless, bloated windbags, addicted to lust,
my God,
and allergic to God.
Wow. Heavy.
They'll make a show of religion, but behind the scenes, they're animals.
Wow.
Stay
my God.
Clear of those people.
Come on, yeah,
yeah, yeah, imagine yeah. allergic yes. to God.
My God.
Allergic to God.
Mm.
Boy, I'll tell you, people will make up stuff.
Come on.
People will make up stuff. See, this was in Timothy's time. Paul, back then. It says, at the end. Guess what? We are at the end.
Yeah,
this
yeah,
is
yeah,
the
yes.
end of time that we're living.
Yes, yes.
It is approaching. It's here. It is here.
Yes.
And this is the time that we're living. People are rude. People are crude.
Yes.
People are stuck up. You'll see it because they're self-promoting, right? They're promoting themselves all over Facebook.
My God.
When do you see them posting a picture of them praying for somebody?
Come on, come on.
Instead, they're doing selfies.
Come on now.
Me, I,
come on.
Right? Yes, and every day.
Yes.
Nobody wants to know. They know how. We know how you look.
Come on, come on.
Right?
That's right.
And maybe really, but honestly, yeah. you probably don't look like that because you filter yourself. We can't filter ourselves.
Hello.
We don't want to know what you're eating.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Come on.
What about the souls?
Yes.
Are you telling somebody about Jesus?
Yes.
Are you telling them?
Yes.
I just want to let you know that Jesus loves you.
Yeah.
I just want to let you know what God did in my life, how he rescued me.
Hallelujah.
You know, God made it so convenient. Yes, we should still go to the street.
Come on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
but
right.
we should know how to use social media.
Yes, that's right. Come on.
We should know and learn how to use social media.
Yes, yes.
We should use social media to be
yes.
able to tell people what God has done in
that's
your
right.
life.
Yeah.
We should use social media to you know, get on somebody.
Come on, somebody. That's
we
right.
shouldn't use social media to pour all our what we're going through.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
That's what you have leaders for.
That's right. That's
so
right.
you can tell them, so
Come
they
on.
Can pray for
yes.
you.
Yes, yes, that's
what
right.
What kind of God are you showing to
that's
your
good.
Family
that's
when
good,
you
honey.
Do that?
Yes.
What kind of God are you showing them? No wonder they don't want to come to
come
church.
On.
No wonder they don't want
yeah,
to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because you're pouring
right.
everything on Facebook.
That's good. That's good.
We gotta have that passion. We're living in an ugly world.
Yes, yes.
There is a dying world that needs hope, and we have an answer.
Yes.
Like I say, although the church today may seem like it's lacking passion to spread the gospel, I believe Victory Outreach has not lost this.
Mm.
But maybe not internationally has lost it. But in the local church, it's so easy to lose it.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's so easy to lose it.
That's good.
We're doing our best to continue the vision and mission that God has given our founders.
Yes, yes.
To go into the inner cities of the world and reach the treasures out of darkness.
That's right.
But we must take warning.
Yes, yes.
That this could easily creep in the church.
That's right.
We can lose the passion to reach souls. Mm. And I dare to say, probably some of us have lost it.
Mm, oh, my God.
Probably some of us have lost it.
Yeah, yeah.
We have allowed these things to creep in. We have allowed these things to creep in.
Yes.
What we must do for this not to happen. What must we do for this not to happen? Romans 12, 1 through 2. And I'm coming out of the Message version. It says, so here's what I want you to do. God helping you. Take your everyday, ordinary life. You're sleeping, eating, going to work, and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering.
Amen. Amen.
Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for Him.
That's good.
Don't become so well adjusted to this culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. Readily recognize what He wants for you, and quickly respond to it.
Amen.
Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity.
Right.
But God brings the best out of you,
good.
Develops well-formed maturity in you.
Yeah.
It says, don't fit into this world. Don't be so adjust to this world that you fit right in it.
Wow.
It's like that puzzle that fits right in it.
Yeah.
It's like that foam bed, right? Or that foam pillow that you lay on it and your imprint's on there. You fit right in it.
Oh, wow.
I don't want to fit in this world.
Come on, that's right.
I don't want to fit in this world.
Me either.
Paul was telling the Romans to take your ordinary routine life and give it to God.
Yes.
We got to give our lives to God.
Yes.
Right.
And the last time I checked, when I said the sinner's prayer, I said, Lord, I give you my life.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Amen.
I believe, you know, those that said the sinner's prayer before, we've all said that. Lord, I give you my life.
Yeah,
take control of it.
Yeah,
that's right.
Oh, but then when He asks something of you, oh, when He asks you to do your leaders, because God uses your leaders to speak into your life.
That's right.
When they ask you to do something, for Him, we want to take it back. We're not giving Him control of our lives. I don't know about you, but He's the Lord of my life.
Yes. Right.
He is the Lord of my life. He is my everything.
Amen. Yes.
And whatever He asks of me, I want to do.
Yes.
Whatever He asks of me, I want to do.
That's good.
Don't adjust to this culture, but fix your eyes on God, and you will see what God can do through you.
Yes, yes.
See, ordinary means no special or distinctive features.
Mm.
Normal. We cannot be ordinary. We are not called to be ordinary.
Right.
We're called to be extraordinary.
Yes.
Literally, the light of the world, right?
Yes.
The light of the world. We're meant to bring light.
Yes, yes, yes.
We cannot adjust. We cannot adjust to the culture that we fit into it. This culture will always drag you down.
That's right.
It will drag you down to its level of immaturity.
Wow.
It will drag us down to the level of immaturity. How do we keep from adjusting to this culture? One, we must place our lives before God as an offering. Give our lives completely to Him. We must trust Him. Sometimes we don't want to give our lives completely to Him because our lack of trust.
Yes.
We've been hurt. I tell you, God will never hurt you.
Amen.
He is gentle.
Right.
He is a gentleman that will take care of you.
Yeah.
Sometimes we don't want to give Him our all because of the fear of the unknown. What will He ask of me? I don't know if I'll be willing to say yes, whatever He asks. So you'd rather not step out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'll tell you? Going out and pioneering was the best thing.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, it was a little fearful. because I wasn't an expert in being a pastor's wife.
Come on.
I've never been a pastor's wife before.
Come on.
Right?
Yeah.
But I had to trust the Lord and say, God, here I am.
Yeah.
I'll give it to you. I told the Lord, God, if you would just take care of my kids, I'll do whatever you want me to do.
Yes.
Don't let them go without, and I'll do whatever you want me to do. And you know what? I have never seen my kids go without.
Come on.
Right.
Maybe it's not brand new.
Come on.
But they've never gone without.
Yeah.
They have never gone without.
Yes.
But I had to learn to trust God.
Yes.
And say, God, I trust in you.
Amen.
He's always came through.
Yes.
He's all. But I don't have $300 to give a month to United We Can.
Come on.
But guess what? I'm trusting in the Lord and say, God, you're going to provide because I'm stepping out of faith.
Yes.
I'm trusting in you.
Yes.
I'm believing in you.
Yes.
It takes a walk of faith, a walk of trust.
Yes.
It's an everyday life of trust in the Lord.
Right.
You might miss out on something great if you don't step out.
Yes. Right.
You might miss out on something great if you don't put your trust in the Lord.
Right.
You are just too comfortable.
Come on.
Why we don't trust sometimes is because we're too comfortable. Or why we don't want to step out and give him our all, because we're too comfortable where we're at. We're too comfortable. I like my house.
That's good. Yes.
I like where I'm at.
That's right.
Come on.
I don't want to sell my house. I don't want to sell my car.
Mm.
Why do I have to go to another city?
Come on now. Come on. It's good, honey.
We're too comfortable.
Yeah. It's good.
And there is a dying world, and we're worried about our comfort.
Yeah. Mm.
Jesus didn't have a bed when he was with the disciples.
Right. Yeah. Wow.
Come on, they slept outside.
Come on.
And we're scared to sell our house. And man, when we moved over here, I didn't have a house.
Come on.
I lived in the church.
Come on.
Yeah, that's right.
I'll get ready on Sunday morning, step out of my room. Guess what? I was already in church.
Come on.
I didn't have to provide. See?
Yeah.
I provide because I didn't have to waste my gas.
Yeah.
You see how God works?
Yes.
But we're so logical. We want to think everything through.
Yeah.
And that's our problem. We want to think everything through.
Come on now. Good.
All we got to do is
step
out.
Yes.
You'll see how God will provide.
Amen.
You'll see how God will provide.
Amen.
Never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging for bread.
Yes.
Man, I hold on to that promise. I hold on to that scripture because I have never seen my children begging for bread.
Come on.
I've never seen my children go without. Man, you see them. They don't go without.
Come on.
My kids don't go without. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen.
The second thing, our focus and our attention should be on the Lord.
Amen.
How do we keep ourselves from adjusting to this world? It's by having our focus and our attention to the Lord. When we realize that this is not our home, things of the world don't matter. This is just temporary. We're not called to live in this world. We're not of this world.
Right.
Although we live in it, we're not of this world.
Right.
We're not meant to be here forever. I don't know about you, but I'd rather live in that nice mansion that God has prepared for me than to have a nice house here.
This
I can't take with me. I can't take none of this with me.
Right.
So why should it even matter to have the best? Don't get me wrong. God does want the best for you, but that shouldn't be our focus. In time, God will give that to you.
Yes.
In time, God will give that to you.
Yes.
If you will stay focused on what he wants for you.
Yes.
If you will have your eyes fixed on the Lord and say, God, here I am. I yearn for your presence.
Yes.
I yearn for more of you. God, I want to do your will, whatever it is, God.
Yes.
Give me the strength. The third, readily recognize what he wants for us.
Amen.
What does he want for you? Yes, he wants the best for you. But what is he asking of you? And will you readily respond to it? Will you be quick to respond to it? We got to be quick to respond to the call. That's my fourth. We have to be quick to respond to the call. Will you respond when it says, you know what, they need someone here to go and start a victory home?
Come on.
But are we ready to?
Wow.
We got to prepare ourselves to
it.
We can't just go without knowing nothing. Go to Bethy. Go to these conferences.
Yeah.
That's why it's so important to go to these things. You don't know what they do to you.
Yes.
Oh, man, it gave me so much joy that my sister was able to go with me. And you should have seen, it did something to me. I can't believe I've never gone to one of these before.
Come on.
And now what she's doing, she's going back all the way to 2016, listening to all the women's conferences, because she wants to feel, she wants to know, she's hungry, she wants more. Are we hungry this morning? Do we want more of God? Do we want to feed ourselves so we can give it out?
Yes.
So we can give it out. Don't hold back. When we hold back, we limit what God wants to do through us.
Amen.
How much power will we allow God to work through us? How much power?
Wow.
The same outpouring of the Holy Spirit that took place in the day of Pentecost can happen today.
Right.
If we would just allow God to do it.
Yes.
If we would just allow God to do it. What's holding us back? Is it that job? What's holding you back? Is it that relationship? What's holding you back? Is it that hidden sin? What's holding you back? There is a dying world. And I want to show you something right now. I'm going to get it ready. There is a need out there. And it's right in our backyards.
Good.
And if you saw those videos, I don't know if it did something to you. But even the first time, and even seeing it here, it brought tears to my eyes. Because I have family that are like that.
I'm home now.
I think all of us know somebody at least that is like that.
Yeah.
Somebody that's shooting up. Somebody that just can't stop doing what they're doing.
Yeah.
I have a brother that claims to be atheist. I have a dad that is, you know, worried about this world, that all of this is going to come down, and he's trying to be secure, when all he has to do is be secure in the Lord.
Amen.
Don't think that you're the only one that has family that is dying.
Come on.
I have family that is dying, but that is not going to stop me from trying to reach somebody else.
Amen.
It can't stop us.
Yeah.
We can't let those things hold us back.
That's right.
Are we ready? Before you play it, this was some scientists in Siberia, somewhere over there. They dug a hole trying to listen to the place, and scientists trying to, you know, do their science stuff. Trying to listen to the place, and they put a microphone all the way down to try to hear what was going on. And I want you to listen to this, and it's really heavy. It's really heavy, and if you can go ahead and play it. Just close your eyes. I want you to close your eyes right there and just listen to it.
And I warn you, what you're about to hear is very disturbing indeed.
They're listening to. I don't know if you can hear it real clearly, but there was a certain woman that was kind of yelling, with a pitch voice.
Yeah,
the piano comes up. to stay in this atmosphere. Because I was listening to that. You know, I have family that's already died. And I know that they died without Christ. My own grandfather is dying in bed, still lusting after women. With his cane trying to go outside the door just to watch them walk by. And guess what? He didn't accept God in his life. And I can picture all those people there in hell crying, saying, if somebody would have told me. If somebody would have just told me. This is our family. This is your family. That could be your children. You could hear it. There were millions of people. Millions of people that's been down there in agony, in pain, in torture. I've read books about hell. I'm just by reading it, oh, it does something to me. It does something to me. We gotta stop being so concerned about how we live, being so concerned over comfort, what we have, what we don't have. When there is a dying world out there, there is a people that is saying, come and tell me about Jesus. I'm thirsty in this dry and weary land, but nobody's giving me anything to drink. But no one is telling me that there is an answer. No one's telling me about the love of God. Why are we telling them? Because of our comfort. Because we have adjusted to this culture. Is you all stand this morning? Guys in the home, I want to talk to you real quick. You gotta get tired. You gotta get tired and not desire the world no more. You gotta come to a point. Because I'll tell you, God's grace runs out. You don't want to get caught up out there dying in your sin. You gotta say, this is it. No more turning back. No more going back, because I might not make it back. I might not make it back. And you know what? I've seen it. 18 years in ministry.
Yeah.
I've seen men not make it back to their home. They die in their sin when they knew about the love of God. When they knew what He did for them. They felt God's presence. Don't tell me, home, you do not feel God's presence. Don't tell me you don't feel God's love. Who else would open your doors to a home and let you in? Who else? You gotta get tired. God's saying, He's telling you, you might not make it back. Let this be the last time that you leave. You gotta stay, stick it out. Then you know what He'll do for you. You wasted too much time. You gave the devil too much of your life. Now it's time to live for God. Bow your heads all over this place. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Come on, just begin to think that He saved you, that He rescued you, that He kept you. Oh, hallelujah. World of God. Oh, Father, but we want to fix our eyes. see the hurting as I walked right by them. Come on, the Spirit is, God is doing something in this place. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. We need your power, God. We need of you, Lord. He's calling you out. He's calling you out.
Thank you.
says, to not be afraid of those who can kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Shouldn't be afraid. Don't fear, because God has your back. Remember, we already won. He's already won the victory over 2,000 years ago when he died on the cross. Don't be afraid. There's nothing. Yes, to an extent, there could be a little fear, but guess what? God's going to help you through all that. We put our trust in him. God's going to help us through that. They said, don't fear those that can just kill the body, but fear that one that can kill both soul and body in hell. This is where it stops. He said, God, it's a new start. I don't want to hold back anymore. I don't want to walk through life just walking by and ignoring the need, ignoring the hurt. Right there we are. I just want to pray. I want to pray for those of you that say, God, I've backslidden in my heart. I've not given you my all. And I want you to say this prayer. Say, Jesus, come into my life. I give you my all. Forgive me of my sins. Forgive me for hurting you. Lord, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I want to live for you. I want to live a life that is worthy of the call of my life. And if you're here this morning, say, you know what? God, forgive me for not doing what you've called me to do. I think we all should say this prayer. And say, Jesus, forgive me for ignoring the lost, for ignoring the cry. Lord, give me that hunger. Give me that passion for souls. Let me not walk by. Let not a day go by without me even ministering to one person. God, put it in my heart. Forgive me. Oh, in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah.
I'm going to go a little bit deeper. feel the Lord pulling at you? Can you feel God pulling at you? He's knocking at the door of your heart. He's knocking at the door of your heart. Let him in. Let him in. Say, God, I just let you in. I let you in. He's a gentleman. He's waiting for the invitation. That's all he's waiting for. All you gotta say is, Jesus, come in. All you gotta say is, Jesus, come in. Can you say that with me? Say it with me. Say, Jesus, come in. Nice and loud. Say, Jesus, come in. Come on, everybody. Say, Jesus, come in. A little louder. Jesus, come in. Say, Jesus, come in. Hallelujah. Oh, what a beautiful presence of the Lord. You can feel God's power in this place. Thank you, Jesus. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. We welcome you, Heavenly Father. We welcome you into our lives. We thank you. We thank you for coming in. We thank you for invading our miserable lives. We thank you for invading our dark lives. We thank you, Lord. We thank you that you're a merciful God. We thank you, Lord, that you choose to dwell among sinners. You choose to eat with sinners. You choose to dine with normal folks. We thank you, Lord. And we praise you. And we give you all the honor and all the praise and all the glory in the mighty, mighty name. The name that is above all names. And that name that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. And the name in which demons tremble. And the name in which blind eyes see and lame walk. And the name in which the drug addict is set free and the cancer is healed. And the name of your Son Jesus Christ, that walk the sea of Nazareth, that walk on the streets of Jerusalem. In the name of the name of your Son that just came into our hearts. In that name, not in our name, but in that name, in that powerful name. Oh, that name has power. The name that saved me 18 years ago. And the name that delivered me 18 years ago from alcohol and drugs and gangs and prison. And that name that set me free. That name that made this homeboy, this hustler, into a preacher, into a good father and a good husband. And that name that has set Josh free and Irvin free and the worship team free. And the name that has built this church. And that name that we stand upon. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Come on, somebody say Jesus.
Jesus!
One more time.
Jesus!
Hallelujah. Give the Lord some praise. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Oh, in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
There's power in that name. You can call upon that name any day. At any time, at any hour, in your valleys, in your storms, in your struggles, in your pain, in your sorrow, you can forget everything else. You can forget my name, you can forget the name of the church, but don't forget the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Because he will come at your time of your most need.
Amen.
You're going through the darkest valley, he'll show up when you call upon that name.
Amen.
Won't you forget? Don't ever forget that name. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
How many feel the power of God in this place?
Amen.
What a powerful word. What a powerful word. How I spoke. She spoke like mama this morning.
Amen.
I mean, I've never seen my wife speak like that before.
Amen. And I, you know, my honey, I don't even know where she went. There she is. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Great job, honey. Awesome job.
Yeah.
Good word. I was late to church this morning, man. It's because I was out there trying to bring people to church.
Yeah.
I said, I got a couple guys. I said, come with me. We got some donuts, some coffee, and we went looking for people. We didn't get to bring nobody, but we did bless them with coffee and donuts.
Amen.
Amen. Well, at least we tried. Amen.
Amen.
We tried. Amen. I told you on Friday, make sure your back seat is filled when you come on Sunday.
Amen.
Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
Amen. And so I said, and you can hold me accountable. Amen. And so I got up this morning and said, I got to go look for some souls. Amen. I was texting people, calling people yesterday. Come to church with me. Amen. It's not easy. How many know God honors our efforts? Amen. God honors our efforts. So listen, I tell you next Sunday, don't come to church by yourself. Don't come to church next Sunday with your back seat empty. Fill it up. Fill it up, Pete. Come on, somebody. Arturo, fill up that van. Huh? Nick, fill up your car. Brandon, Marcella, fill it up. Let's fill up our cars. Fill up our vehicles. Jesus, fill it up. Fill up our vehicles and let's bring people to Jesus. Remember the story of that guy that they tore the roof off of the house because the house was so filled with people that wanted to come hear Jesus. And they didn't fit, so they tore the roof off the house so that they could lower the guy down. I'll tear the roof off this place. Come on, somebody. We're going to get people in here to experience Jesus. Amen. Because that's who it's about. It's not about me. They're going to come up here and they want to do stuff for me, but it's not about me. It's about Jesus. Amen. So next week when you come, bring somebody. Did you enjoy that message? You enjoy the service? Amen. Bring somebody. Bring your neighbor. Bring your neighbor. Amen. Bring them. Bring the person on the corner you always see panhandling. Amen. Bring them. We got a men's home that we can put them in after. Amen. We got a women's home we can put them in. Come on, somebody. Bring them. Bring a family. Bring a friend. Amen. Bring a foe. Amen. Bring your enemy. Come on, somebody. Come on now. Amen. Let's bring them to the house of God so they can feel the presence of God. And this morning, if you gave your life to Jesus, amen, I want you to know that that's the best thing you've ever done, to give your life to Jesus. I gave my life to Jesus 18 years ago. I was a gang member, a dope dealer. I was going to prison. I was everything. But God changed my life. I'm a happy man today. I'm a husband. I got a calling upon my life. It's the best decision I ever made to give my life to Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to hand it over to Irvin. Amen. Praise the Lord.